we have come to understand, after understanding the institutional, now we have come to understand the non-institutional source of finance. Now, non-institutional finance, though there is an institutional finance is available, people at the rural area still, they are giving importance to the non-institutional source of finance. Why? Because there are various agencies, money lenders, traders, then landlords, and also, why not? Let us understand why they are still sticking to that. Now, money lenders. What happens in money lender? There are two types of money lenders in the rural areas. There are rich farmers or landlords who combine, who are doing their farming business as well as money lending business also. So dual functions. There are also professional money lenders who are only the occupation of the professional, and that is to be lend the money. Their only profession is to lend the money. That's all. Okay. So the cultivators depend upon the money lenders for their requirement of the cash. However, there is also professional money lenders whose only occupation is a professional money lenders. The cultivators depend upon the money lenders for their requirement of the cash. However, there are many reasons for the preponderance of the village money lenders in the rural areas now. These money lenders freely supply the credit for the productive and non-productive purposes, and also for the short-term and the long-term requirement the farmers. He is easily accessible and maintains a close and the personal contract with the borrowers, often having relations with the family extending over the generations. These methods of business are very simple and they are elastic. That is why they are looking for money lenders. Now, second breed is the landlord and others. Traders, commission agents, they supply the funds to the farmers for the productive purposes much before the crops is maturing. And they force the farmers to sell their produce at the low price, and they charge a heavy commission themselves. Thus, the source of finance is particularly important in case of the cash crops like cotton, groundnut, tobacco, and in case of the fruit also, fruit of chard like mangoes. Traders and commission agents may be bracketed. Traders and commission agents may be bracketed with the money lenders, as their lending to the farmer is also at an exorbitant rate, and it has also other undesirable effects also. So these are the two communities which are non-institutional lenders. And coming down to understand how best is to choose whether non-institutional or institutional. Naturally, institutional is a fine, but temporary minimum gap and immediate making available credit without any documentation is a non-institutional credit. That is why they are still surviving in rural areas. Okay. Now let us understand the role of technology in agriculture. Technology has acquired almost all the space of the entire world. How the agriculture will remain back? Agriculture is also prone for adopting the technology in its areas of operations, various areas of operations. And definitely it is very much required for the country like India. With increase in digitalization of India, today, technology can address most of the challenges that farmers face, from soil issue, from climate issue, or irrigation issue, or the supply chain gaps, that is value chain. Not supply chain, but value chain gaps. Technology can help them to predict weather pattern more accurately. Not more accurately, but near to. Okay. Then adopt more sustainable irrigation practices. Reduce the wastage and turn enjoy the better yield than along with the higher income. Farmers can now use something as simple as their smartphone to receive the timely updates, relevant information, and monitoring their crops. More farmers are beginning to understand how leveraging the solution that used to the latest technology such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, then cloud offers. These are the technologies for the greater climate resilience, higher crop yield, and the better price control. These are the uses of the technology. Smart farmers who uses the modern digital technology, which consists of sensors, location data derived from GPS, and also from the satellite image, then robotics. Analytics is the changing that face of the agriculture in India. Survey, they can take it through the drone. They can see, and pesticides also can be sprayed via drone. So this is the technology. The technology implements or helps the farmers for the bigger farm areas. Even government can also make use of these drones to spread the pesticide, insecticides on the certain areas, and they covers it. Because if there is that kind of pandemic situation for the crops, then spreading of these things is very much required. So under these circumstances, technology helps them a lot. Drone is an ultimate result of the technology only, where it can fly near certain heights, it can be monitored from one particular point. Farmer need not take a round trip around their farm. So it's that work saves a lot of money of the farmers. Technology can be used as a tool for improving the efficiency and overall productivity. By adopting and making the use of information technology, that is IT, to help and improve the agriculture process, everyone get benefit from this sector. Farmers can require substantial knowledge and the information about the improved farming practices, pricing strategy, market betterment, new policy regarding the agriculture technology, etc., and transfer it to among the farmers. When farmers will be able to get the information about the price, stock, supply, and availability of the market for their product, he would sell their product at a very high price or at right price at the right time and without much care. Information transmitted also includes the access to the early warning signal or early warning system so as to mitigate the risk of losses due to the extreme weather conditions. He can take care of their crops so that it can be the disease cannot be spread. The techniques using satellite technologies, then soil science, agronomy, then geographical information systems are used to increase the agricultural output. This approach is intensive and which is very, very useful where the large tract of the land is involved. The second or the indirect benefit of the IT, that is infrastructure, that is technology, is in empowering the Indian farmer is significant and remains to be exploited. Farmers urgently requires timely and realizable source of information, inputs for their taking decision, which will be provided by this technology. And this changing environment faced by the farmers makes the information not merely useful, but necessary to keep the challenging and the competitive. ICT equipment which are used in technology. ICT means information communication technology. This has to be used by the farmer, that is what it is recommended. So information communication technology is nothing but it is ICT, and the equipments coming under use for the uses of the agriculture are various. One, it includes any communication device or application. Maybe it is a simple radio, or it is a computer, or it may be TV or television. It may be network of hardware, cellular phones, software, satellite system. All these were various, there are various services, applications which are associated with them, such as distance learning and also video conferencing also were made available to the farmers. So it is integration of the technology and the processes to distribute the communicate and desire information to the largest audience for making the target audience as more participants in nature. Having understood this technology, let us understand some benefits of information technology or IT in agriculture sector. Information technology is playing a very vital role, as we have seen, and in agriculture sector also. So the farmers, researcher and users get many benefits out of it from this. Some of the benefits which are enumerated below consist of, one is improvement in decision making. Now, how the improvement in decision making takes place by use of information technology? See, for farmers, researchers and other persons to take any decision regarding the future or maybe likely event which is directly affecting the farming, the farmer can take the decision. Maybe it is very useful for taking the decision. Definitely, it is very, very important. Then improving decision making also requires necessary information that is to be captured from some devices. So the information of any farmers can make the decision which is their in respect of their agricultural activities, and what should be growing and what should not be grown, what can be sold, what cannot be sold. These kind of decisions the farmers can take from the exchange of the knowledge from various areas and the various territory of the farmers, be more conscious before the decision making. Then agricultural breakthrough. Okay, scientists are developing the new and very improved gain to the techniques to help the winter crops becoming the strong against a very serious cold. Okay, there is a research. So certain type of medicines or certain type of pesticides are required. So that can be made known to the farmer, and if there is a sudden downfall of the temperature or there is against a very cold situation, they can spread on the crop and crop can be sustained. They will be sustaining that kind of cold wave also. So loss can be eliminated or maybe reduced to the considerable extent. So farmers of all world may benefit from the same breakthrough simply by being connected from the agricultural world. Sharing of this information helps everyone to progress much easier through the resources made available by the information technology. For that, what is required is a proper planning. Now, whenever it comes to planning, the information technology has provided the farming softwares also, which can keep the better track of the agriculture and the predict the yields. By using the modern farming technology and methodology, farmers can better control their crops. Prediction of the weather. Weather prediction, immediately it is made known to the farmers. Information technology also very helped to make the prediction about the weather. through the satellite and other technology. Farmers get the knowledge about the future weather condition also, and it will be maybe starvation, dry, hailstorm, rainfall, and other natural condition. He can, in advance, he will be made known. Then information technology also better selling provide the better selling opportunity. How? This IT, information technology, also provide the knowledge about what and where is suitable market for which type of production of farm produce, for better opportunity for the selling this product on the fair price value. IT and agriculture in future. Information technology to meet the needs of the Indian farmers. It is possible to develop an appropriate system. Under the friendly system, especially in the local language, with a material, farmers and other people interested in working at the grassroots can produce it also. The services which are available in all parts of the country to make it the power to the internet can be used for creating the dedicated networks. Indian agriculture to meet and the full spectrum of application and the packages and the database is the huge task to create the task. IT also helps in the farms and the farmers which can participate in creation of the web portal for the direct sale of their commodity, and also necessary, it is also necessary, and also system for the data manipulation and store related facilities of the farming, associated activities relating to the farming. This data, who stores that data? So agricultural universities must prepare the students to use new IT for agri-development. Today, with the help of digital agricultural solutions built using the computer version and also deep learning algorithms, farmers can monitor the crop and the soil health. Farmers can know about the genetic engineering of the seeds for the better improvement in the quality, then learn the best practices for the cultivation, and also engage in better livestock monitoring. Okay, so this way it can be also benefited for allied activities. They can use the predictive analysis. Predictive analytics, what happens? Much before event happens, the farmer will come to know this is going to happen. So the risk of losses can be mitigated by the farmer by taking the necessary steps. So based on the tools to understand the environmental impact on the crop yield and plan the best course of action. We also have, or some companies also have, easy to use the digital platform, which helps farmers to adapt the faster to the climate smart agricultural practices, especially in the flood and the drought prone regions. Now, having understood all the possible impact for financing to the agriculture, we now have the issue open for the discussion, investment requirement in the agriculture. Earlier, up till now, what we were seeing? Finance requirement by the agriculture. Now, the time has come to invest into the agriculture, like how the industrial concern also get the investment into that. So is it possible to get the investment requirement in the agriculture or get the investment into the agricultural area? My answer is yes. When you are considering agriculture as also industry, agri-industry, then when the investment is permitted into the industries, then why not it is permitted for the agricultural sector? Therefore, the investment opportunities abound in Indian agricultural sector, not least its inefficient supply chain or value chain, you can say. Conservative investors can look for opportunities across the value chain, identifying the mismatches in the demand and supply and filling the gaps based on the return expectation. But a much bigger opportunity that is lying intervening in the farm level and disrupting the recreating and the supply chain for feeding into this value chain mechanism. Opportunities for the intervention are there, and the areas which are covered is raising productivity at the farm level, smart farming with the assistance of the technology, then innovating to crunch the supply chain or value chain, taking out the intermediaries, fixing a supply chain that is broken, and mix up the modern and antiquated business process, creating and missing the infrastructure such as cold storage. There has already been a quiet revolution, and in certain crops and also certain regions, the back of the technology, such as with the quality seeds, hybrid crops, micro irrigation, protected cultivation, and the precision farming. But the trend can and must accenture further, but with the higher private participation and the better government regulations. Therefore, the investment in the agriculture sector is must. And the supply chain, we cannot call it in agriculture sector, supply chain, which is called as a value chain. So value chain is ripe and ready to pluck into disrupted. Now, understanding everything, we also talk little bit about the constraints for this investment in the agriculture sector. No doubt we have come to the conclusion that investment is a must in the agriculture sector. It has to be provided. But there are certain constraints, maybe by law, by regulation, or by traditional. How the investment can work? There are certain constraints, and these constraints related to several factors which impede the flow of the pattern of the investment in agriculture, and major being the merge growth in the minor irrigation and the farm mechanization. Okay, very small growth, meagre growth. Small growth happened in minor irrigation and the farm mechanization, which are the major subsectors in the agriculture. Then declining the public sector investment in the basic infrastructure. That is also another impediment. Then limited credit absorptive capacity of the agriculture sector. Lack of effectiveness of the mechanism for the technology and transfer, and the poor extension services. There are these factors. Okay. Then next one is limited infrastructure for agro-processing storage, warehouses, value chain addition, value addition, and the marketing. Then restriction which are placed on the purchase of the outside the mandis, and whether the alteration and the output of the fluctuations, inadequate risk mitigation mechanism, and the absence of the proper land record. With this, we conclude here about this topic. Thank you very much.